And a very good morning again from the Lincolnshire Show, except it's the Lincolnshire Show Eve, because the show hasn't started and we've decided to just sound out some of the key areas of the Lincolnshire Show 2017, the 133rd Lincolnshire Show. And also it's a very impressive, important time today because it's the debut of another midweek drive out for his first ever location report. Yes, Ben Lewis, welcome to your first official midweek drive out location report.
Morning.
Your thoughts so far on the showground, as clearly it's not in full force as yet, but a lot of things are being established. What are your thoughts on what we're looking forward to over the next couple of days?
Yeah, there's a lot of prep going on there. It's actually remarkably bigger than I thought it'd be, but yeah, a lot of people sort of moving around. You might be able to hear some vans in the background, and I'm actually very looking forward to it.
We're going to be speaking to some of the early arrivals, some of the folk who have been setting up during the course of the day. Jane Southall has already said, pick on the stewards. We've already denied, but we pick on anybody, really, in terms of providing you with a location report in association with Pharma Non-Nutritional Supplements, as far as Southside Broadcasting is concerned, and indeed for Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, indeed, as far as Lincoln's concerned. We have selected the first interviewee for our preview of the Lincolnshire Show, and we felt drawn, Ben and myself, to BransbyHorses.co.uk, because we sense there are people here who are probably new to the Lincolnshire Show, maybe new to Bransby Horses, but would you like to be able to speak to?
Fiona Bishop.
Who's in charge of events, I believe?
Yes, I'm the events coordinator for Bransby Horses.
Excellent. And, of course, we've also got...
Alice Hanson.
And Alice, you...
Marketing assistant.
Brilliant. Okay, Fiona, let's come to your good self to start off with. Bransby Horses Rescue and Welfare, share with us, what does the organisation do?
Well, we've been established now since 1968, and Bransby Horses was originally set up by Mr. Peter Hunt in 1968, and we rescue horses, rehabilitate horses, and eventually that's with a view to rehoming them in the future to foster homes in the local area.
And in terms of, as you say, Bransby Horses Rescue and Welfare, what are you hoping to sort of get out of the Lincolnshire Show? Because, as I say, you've got a wonderful stand here. It's right in the countryside area, right opposite from the countryside ring, etc. What are you looking forward to? Are you a veteran of Lincolnshire shows? I know you're new to Bransby Horses, but have you experienced the show before?
Yes, we've experienced the show before.
So what are you looking forward to in terms of the actual show itself and obviously people going to visit your stand, Bransby Horses?
Yeah, we're looking forward to meeting a lot of the public, raising awareness of our work at Bransby Horses, promoting our adoption scheme, and hopefully raising some funds through selling our branded merchandise.
Absolutely. And what are the sort of goodies that people can actually buy in terms of the range of things there from retail?
You're able to buy things like logo pens, Christmas cards.
And so on and so forth. Yeah, Ben, any thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, no, it looks like a wonderful little stand here. It's perched right next to the Pony Club. If anyone wants to come and visit, you've just got to go besides the arena, and it's just on the far side.
Absolutely, and it's going to look even better because as it stands at present, the gazebo is up. Is it a tombola that we've actually got there?
It's a money spinner, so you can
a money spinner.
Your pennies.
Excellent. Okay, money spinner's there. And
we're going to be having Hovis the Shire Horse here. For
and
two
Hovis
days.
The Shire Horse.
Yes, so he'll be arriving tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, and Hovis's owner will be selling his books, Hovis books. So there's 5 books available to purchase, and all the funds raised from the sales of the book goes to Bransby Horses.
Well, I tell you what, you've been such a star today in actually being our first interviewee and actually coping with two blokes turning up from out of nowhere asking you a series of random questions. I think we'll have some of the other midweek drive outs and other radio stations that will be flooding to this stand over the next couple of days. So if that's all right, Fiona, or you might just want to pass them on to Claire, we will hopefully sort of connect with you in the very near future.
Okay, thank you very much.
And now we actually have a lady who's actually on her knees. Oh, I think I get down on my knees as well. And we're outside the Pony Club. And it seems as though you've got a whole range of things here which prove that if you're interested as a youngster in getting involved with horses, the Pony Club is the place to start, which is actually what we're always told every time we do Bramham, every time we do Burley, every time we do badminton. This is where it all begins. And your name is?
My name's Lynn Gould. I'm the district commissioner from Burton Hunt branch of the Pony Club, which is Lincoln's local one. This is a joint venture between 8 branches across Lincolnshire. And yes, we're looking very much to encourage young riders up to the age of 26 to come and join us. We offer very good value training and support and friendship, and we have a lot of fun.
So just actually standing up momentarily there, I mean, I was down on one knee from that point of view. Ben, you fit that category. Have you done much riding?
I haven't, no. I think I've been on a pony once when I was about 10. But besides that, no, I haven't. I think it's just trying to... I don't know, it's not usually in my my hobbies or my sort of standard remit, but no, it looks fairly interesting. There's lots of literature here to read.
So how would you persuade Ben, then, who is a lifeguard, completed his level 2 public relations at the University of Lincoln, you know, to actually take that scenario, being within that sort of branch of actually sort of taking his first sort of horse training sessions?
Well, you're obviously a sporty guy and you like a challenge. It's a fantastic sport to get into, very outdoors, and there's lots and lots of very lovely young ladies that participate as well, and we're very keen to encourage more boys and young men to join in, because it's really good fun for everyone. And if you look at all the top event riders, top event riders, show jumpers, a lot of men make it to the top of the sport. We'd like to see a few more at the grassroots level.
I think maybe a kind of general day in the life or year in the life of Ben sort of taking his first steps. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, no, I'm thoroughly interested. I'll have a little read of the literature at some point, either today or over the next couple of days when we're here, and encourage other people to come and visit too.
And the web address, clearly, for the Pony Club is?
pcuk.org.
I know this is going to just emerge, because it does every year. The stands just grow up and develop, and they flower like glorious sort of scenarios. What are you most looking forward to over the next couple of days?
Hopefully meeting some new people and encouraging new people to join the Pony Club. You don't have to own your own pony. There are Pony Club centres, which are riding schools, where you can go along there. So we're trying to be as open and accessible to everyone.
And so, as the Eve preview continues, as we're referring to this particular slot, which you're probably listening to on Thursday morning in any case, when it's day 2 of the fantastically successful 133rd Lincolnshire Show, Sally Monday's with us. Yay, Sally!
Hello!
So, already we've touched base with some of the folk from the Pony Club. They're a little bit short of I think it was pins.
Yes, safety pins, I think it was, or
safety
some sort
pins.
Of drawing pins, I think they were after.
So I don't know.
They're not asking us, but we didn't have any on us.
If you see them again, please send them to the office, where we'll be happy to help.
You know, that's exactly what Ben said. I thought that's fantastic on that basis. And the general feeling is, again, the buzz is good. We spoke to some of the Branston Horses people there, sort of looking forward to that. This is Ben's first ever location report. Your thoughts, Ben?
It's actually very good. I'm very overwhelmed by how big it is. I didn't expect it to be this big, and it's actually really nice. The buzz around here is very, very good, and it's almost like the calm before the storm kind of feel.
I think it's more the storm before the calm.
As we noticed, Jane is looking particularly sort of whirling dervish-esque today, really, in terms of her, like a blue typhoon, I think, in many ways, working through the whole process. But it is all looking splendid, and weather is looking good as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, today it is a lot cooler. It wasn't easy working in those temperatures yesterday for us or for any contractors on site. So it is a lot cooler today, which is great for setup, and the weather's looking favourable for the next couple of days. So it's all good.
So our team, which will be comprising, that's Tweeters Ben, Sue Rice, Dylan Rice, I think, Tessa Snart's coming along with Annie Snart as well. What sort of things would you be looking for from them? Because this is where, chance to actually say, this is where Ben earns his corn.
Well, it's just really for them to make the most of their time at the show, try and get round everywhere, see what's happening in the main ring, see what's happening in the countryside area, go and sample all of our lovely Lincolnshire produce, do a bit of shopping, have a relax and a Pimm's on the lawn. Yeah.
I wish.
And your wish will be granted, Ben. Your wish will be granted.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic few days. Hopefully the weather holds out. I know firstly it's not looking too good at the minute, but I think overall it'll be a really enjoyable experience.
It'll be perfect. And if people are listening to this on a Thursday morning, and they might listen to it online beforehand, and they think, well, we didn't go Thursday on Wednesday, but it is the 133rd Lincolnshire Show, and Sally Monday's there. Can we still actually make it? Can tickets still be bought on Thursday morning at the gate?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets are still on sale. As you know, ample free parking, over 600 trade stands, full 2 days of livestock, equine, main ring, countryside ring, lots of activities, something for everybody. A real great day out.
And speaking of Jane, we notice she's taking a comfort break at present, so there's some things we draw the line at, and I think disturbing the supremo, the director of the Lancashire Agricultural Showground in the WC, it's not going to be good, is it? Not good for.
No, maybe just leave it for now.
The horticultural area is something which I've often said we haven't covered in much detail in previous Lincolnshire shows. So with this being the 133rd, we thought we're going to change that. And we're on, as I say, the preview piece, so we're delighted now to be speaking to
Mrs. Gibbon, Scatha Junior Academy.
Excellent. Well, Mrs. Gibbon, would you like to share with us what you're doing with these range of things here, which are multicoloured stones and various other factors? What are you setting up here?
We're setting up to prove to everybody how easy it can be to help look after bees. In such a small area, you can easily accommodate anything to help the bees, which is what we're really passionate about.
And let's face it, no bees, no human beings.
No, that's true. Yep.
Ben?
You know, I understand it's quite a huge bee problem globally, not just nationally. I think there's a very good cause that they're going to here.
Are you a regular at the Lincolnshire Show?
No, my first time.
So it's completely new. So what you share that with Ben. So what are your thoughts, though?
I just think it's so wonderful that so many people from local and further afield can come together to help us all do what we're all passionate about.
And you do have an ideal slot here, obviously, the horticultural front and centre area. It's the one thing that draws our attention. And, of course, it's not finished yet, so presumably you've got, about another 12 hours to actually work on this?
Hope not. But no, a couple of more hours and we should be okay. Yep.
I'll tell you what, if it's okay with you, we'll come back tomorrow when you're in full force and hopefully sort of touch base with you then.
That'd be lovely. Thank you.
Ben, the Lancaster Bomber is a particular favourite of yours, I believe.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It stood out from a mile away.
And we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Martin Willoughby.
Martin, share with us, I mean, I can tell this is going to be phenomenally popular over the next 2 days of the Lincolnshire County Show, but share with us how you got involved with this whole thing in the first place.
Well, my late father was an engineer on 467 Squadron on S for Sugar, which is the Lancaster that's at the RAF Museum at Hendon. And back in the 60s, he wanted to find out what had happened to his aircraft. And he'd been told that there was a Lank on the gate up at Scampton. So he set off with me as a four-year-old. It was 1969. And we came up to Scampton, and unbelievably, because there was over 7,000 Lancasters built, it was his Lancaster. He then campaigned to have it placed in the RAF Museum at Hendon successfully, and I grew up restoring the Lancaster with him.
A labour of love, and a movie, I think, as well. Ben?
Yeah, I've been to Hendon myself, and I've had a look, and I believe I know the one you were talking about. And I think this is fantastic. Was this the real serving one?
No, this is an exact replica that I've built. I call it a replica. It's not really a replica. It's a hybrid because it's a mixture of fabrication, redesign, and original Lancaster components. So, for example, the nose turret that you're looking at is the FM5 nose turret is completely original. The escape hatch and the doors on it are completely original. All the internal components, every instrument, every piece of equipment is original. And then everything else that you see is re-engineered using Avro, the manufacturer, using their specifications.
That's fantastic. And how long has it taken you to build this from start to finish?
It's taken me 8 years to build it. I was working in the Middle East. I'm ex-RAF and I went to work for a US defence contractor out in war zones, and I used the money that I earned from that to finance this project, and then I got sick with cancer, I got leukaemia, so I had to come back home, but luckily we managed to pretty much finish the project.
It looks amazing, yeah, it looks fantastic, credit to you. Is it quite popular, thing to see?
Yeah, it's very popular everywhere we take it. We have it's queued out all the time, basically.
Well, that's why we had to come a day before the show actually starts to actually catch you there, otherwise we wouldn't have stood any chance. Martin, I mean, again, genuinely salute you for the tremendous efforts you've put to the fore here. Will you be coming back later with the Scampton Air Show, of course, later on in the year in Lincolnshire?
I'm talking with the organisers of the Scampton Air Show for the Lank to turn up there. Mm. And in fact, I'm probably going to be talking with them over this next few days.
Excellent. And if people want to actually sort of add any sort of funds to support, etc., or want to find out, presumably it's lancasterraf.co.uk, yep. The best website to go to.
That's correct, yeah.
Martin, a genuine privilege.
Also, just before we finish, the other cockpit that I've brought is it's an English Electric Lightning simulator, and it's a rare piece of RAF history because it's one of only two left in existence. And this particular one was at RAF Binbrook, and it was used to do all the ground training for all the 5 and 11 squadron pilots.
It's interesting. I was doing a piece a few weeks ago on the cockpits challenge, I think, that took place at Newark, and I could see the fascination, actually, of working through that process. Ben, any thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, I was just going to quickly add, could you give the location of whereabouts people can come to if they want to come and find the event here?
At the Lincolnshire Show.
It's in the area known as the Aviation Zone, and there will be other cockpits here, including Phantom, Jet Provost, obviously our Lightning and Lancaster, there's a Spitfire simulator, and various other organisations that are here as well, supporting aviation heritage.
We're coming to you again, Ben, briefly, because you first of all said, let's go and check out the John Egging Trust.
Yes, I've got a bit of a connection with myself, not with the Trust personally, but the Red Arrows. Having done some work experience a few years ago with them. So I do know quite a lot about the John Egging Trust. Obviously, some listeners might not.
And we'll find out about that, plus, because it's the John Egging Trust, plus an extra bonus from the next two fine folk. First of all, we're delighted to speak to
Mindy Aurora from Asali. Hello.
Okay. Now, Mindy, before we go back to the John Egging Trust, tell us about the wonderful relationship between Asali, which is launching, of course, at the Lincolnshire Show, and the John Egging Trust.
We have created a range of genuine leather products. Asali means genuine in Hindi. And on those products for the Red Arrows range, we've got the Diamond Line logo, so we're an officially licensed product. And what we're doing is we're supporting the work of the John Egging Trust by donating a portion from every single sale to the trust. We're also here helping them with some volunteers supplied by Asali, and we're working closely with them actually over the course of the year at different events, and we're really excited about that actually, because we think what they do is amazing, and we've got a long history of understanding them and where they've come from.
Excellent. Let's find out a bit more about the John Egging Trust. If we could call upon your colleague here, would you like to introduce yourself to start off with?
Yeah, this is Sarah. So she's the team leader for the East Midlands region. Is that right, Sarah? Have I got that title right?
Yeah, so I'm a fundraising officer for the East of England. So I look after the Lincolnshire area, including Norfolk and Yorkshire, just helping raise awareness and funds so we can deliver our youth engagement programmes that we run across the county and the rest of the UK.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah, and is there any more information we can know about the John Egging Trust that you can...
Yeah, so as I said, we're a youth engagement charity. We run programmes which support young people across the UK. So not in Lincolnshire, we work with Priory Witham Academy and Barnes Wallace Academy and various other schools as well. And basically, we run two programmes. One's called Blue Skies and the other is Inspirational Outreach. Blue Skies is a very intensive three-year programme which is delivered to students who are between 12 to 16, and it's run over 3 years. And basically, it works with young people who are perhaps needing a bit of a helping hand. Some of them are from disadvantaged backgrounds, some of them who have faced some kind of traumatic event, and just need a little bit of support getting them back on track to stay in education. And we just work with them over 3 years, helping them learn leadership, teamwork, and then gain employability skills as well. And then because that's so intensive, we brought out our Inspirational Outreach programme, which means we can work with more schools on more one-to-one or group levels.
Absolutely sensational, Sarah. It sounds as though Asali, very much sort of the professionalism of Asali combined with the John Egging Trust, seems like it's a match made in heaven.
It is a match made in heaven, and in a way I wish I'd dreamt it up myself, but actually I think probably better than that, it's just grown organically through us providing a beautiful product, them providing an amazing service, and belief on both sides in what we're all doing. So
yeah. We're in the season of the shows now, of course, coming up in July. We've got the Great Yorkshire Show. We've got lots of other shows happening. Where else will the John Egging Trust be sort of appearing on the road, so to speak?
So Lincolnshire will be at the Scampton Air Show in September. We're really delighted to be there. We'll be at the Food and Gift Fair here at the Lincolnshire Showground again in December. And then we're currently working on research and some of the other local events. We'll be at the Rugby Show in September as well. So we try and pop up wherever we can, really.
Well, the Food and Gift Fair is one which we regularly cover. I always think it's the official starting epistle for Christmas in many ways, really. There is a Christmas market, I think, that takes place as well, but for me it's always the Food and Gift Fair. And Asali, will you be there as well?
We will be at Scampton, and we are online, so that's asalidesigns.co.uk. So you can support us there, and donations still go to the trust on that one. In fact, if you're really up for going to Scampton but don't want to part with any cash, then we've got a competition to win a family of four tickets. And actually, we hope to be mirroring where the John Egging Trust are between now and the end of the year, and seeing how that develops.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure I can actually speak for the Midweek Drive and Siren FM. If you're happy, we'll actually do some follow-throughs and audio links as well as the show proceeds, because I think it would work well. We'll follow you through the course of 2017, 2018. Is that okay?
Lovely. That would be amazing. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you.